All right, good morning, everybody. Sorry for the, I'm actually using Starlink this morning, giving it a shot, and probably heard some missteps on the audio. Once again, want to thank Lord Elon for X Spaces and Starlink, but good morning to everybody. Scheduled for every day at 10 a.m. Eastern. Looks like we're getting a few people here maybe to come up on stage. But yeah, if you guys want to come up, would love to have some new voices. Looks like we have BFP and a couple others. But let's look at the stats here while people file in. So today is Tuesday, July 8th. 2025, and we are sitting at Bitcoin block height number 904,603. The last block hasn't been found for 45 minutes. A little bit of an anomaly there, but the Bitcoin price is sitting just above 109,000. And just as a reminder, you can still pick up around 916 sats for each US dollar. Has joined me up here. BFP, how you doing this morning, sir?
I am well. How's it going, Bob? Nice to be here.
We'll see with this Starlink stuff going. Trying a new connection, and so far, not so good, but we'll see how this goes. Texas Toast, thanks for joining me as the co-host. How you doing this morning?
It's good, dude. Yeah, I guess it's, you know, you're centralizing your data input. You got X straight to Starlink. It's streamlined. You know? It's clean. I like it. They get all the data.
Yeah, I'm waiting on my Starlink antenna that I can embed into my arm so we can further integrate these amazing systems that we have created. But thanks for coming up. And a reminder to everyone in the audience, if you'd like to participate in the discussion, love to have you up. Just hit that little microphone button in the bottom left. If you can't talk or are too shy, because I guess the stat is around 90% of people are too shy to come up on stage, you can use that little comment box in the bottom right. It's the purple pill. Click on that. You'll still stay connected to the space, and you can type a reply. And you can also share the space right down there as well. So do that to help us out and reach as many people. And I say that every morning. So if you're sick of hearing it, too bad. But it is Tuesday and there is a lot of stuff going on. A lot of things we haven't covered over the last couple of weeks that we could bring up. But we have continued consolidation in, it looks like, Bitcoin miner Core Scientific was scooped up. We can talk about that by an AI firm. BlackRock has surged past 700,000 Bitcoin, along with MicroStrategy or Strategy not purchasing this last. We have Celsius Network news. We have a new layer two that we haven't talked about over the last couple of weeks that launched last week. So lots of different topics, and would love to kick those around with you guys. I think we're going to let BFP, if you're walking your dog, where would you like to start, sir? Anything on your mind this morning?
Nothing much. I was just saying goodbye to my wife. She was heading off to the fiat mines, but nothing I can think of offhand.
All right.
Swing and a miss, Bob. Swing and a miss.
My apologies, man. My mind was somewhere else.
No, I mean, in these spaces, maybe we start out with this CoreWeave news and Core Scientific. Maybe they just liked each other because they were named Core something. But $9 billion deal, it sounds like. AI firm CoreWeave is acquiring Bitcoin miner CoreScience.
BFP, do you hear Bob?
He's cutting in and out. Are you hearing him?
No, he's the same thing. I just wanted to make sure. As that Starlink's every time it's transitioning to a new satellite, it just nothing.
Yeah, it sucks.
It's all good, but yeah, that I know a little bit about this. You know, I've been following some of the Bitcoin miners for a while. You know, there's a couple. There's the main mode of thought is that they have access to, you know, data center infrastructure and power deals that AI companies want. And, you know, there's some thought that there's an ease of integration into a Bitcoin mining stack. But that's kind of, I think, remains to be seen if, you know, how efficient or inefficient it would be to kind of integrate AI into your stack, or if it's purely just about like the power deals and the infrastructure or the basic infrastructure that's set out. It's like, I have this weird theory about, or I think one of the fun theories to think about is how like Bitcoin miners and Bitcoin in general was really needed, to incentivize power across the planet, and that actually is kind of the prequel to this AI world that we're kind of starting to get into. Oh, I see Bob's requesting. One second. But it's pretty cool to see it kind of play out in that way, and it seems like more and more of these AI, big AI people that are trying to, you know, increase their server capacity. They're having a hard time. They want it now. The Bitcoin miners have the facilities now. So I would kind of foresee more mergers and acquisitions in the space and, more integration with Bitcoin mining, to kind of smooth out their business models and cash flows and then provide for a more stable, especially United States market. It'll be weird to see, or it'll be interesting to see if it plays out the way some people think it is going to, then the Bitcoin miners, you know, kind of, they're always just cheapest energy is at the end of the day, cheapest energy for the longest amount of time is the main thing you need to be a Bitcoin miner. With AI, that's not necessarily the case. Like, that's a bonus, but, there's some other different things to think about there as well. You can't have the curtailment. You need those AI, data centers to be pretty much have 100% uptime. So there's, you know, less flex for the grid. And, so who knows, maybe they can join them together and kind of create a more stable business model for some of the Bitcoin miners. But it's cool to see them start, all of them start waking up and getting the price action I think they deserve in the market, because I don't think a lot of them have been priced accordingly, especially as we enter a parabolic phase of the bull market. Usually those are last cycle. those things that the miners were, you know, like a really big beta source. So they ran a lot harder, but then they crashed a lot harder. So we'll see where it goes.
I think it's going to be a good way for these big conglomerates to jump into the game with both feet, scooping up these mining companies, you know, just with a splash of their big balance sheet. And I think that's where we're heading with this Bitcoin treasury movement, because eventually it's just going to be how much Bitcoin do you have on your balance sheet.
Yeah, I agree. And, you know, even further down the line, it's like, you know, do these AI data centers kind of outcompete the Bitcoin miners? The Bitcoin miners move to cheaper energy. you know, infrastructure in like third world areas or anything like that. I don't know if that remains to be seen. I still think we're going to get some destabilization across the world in the medium term. So I think the United States will maintain an outsized influence in Bitcoin mining. But, you know, all it takes is one of these, you know, more dictatorial states that has, you know, that's got an orange build, a state like Russia or China, with vast communist, power generation infrastructure that is essentially controlled by the state. If they choose to do so, they could offer, you know, the cheapest rates of power and subsidize it that way. And, you could really see an outflow of Bitcoin mining if there's good deals in that. Now, you know, it kind of goes against the whole model of Bitcoin, kind of goes against the Chinese model of, CBDC and total communist state control. But, you know, we'll just have to see if they kind of try to catch the horse as it's running and see the light. So it's a game.
Yeah. To that point,
do we have you back?
Yeah, I think I missed most of the comments, but so forgive me if I repeat.
Dude, I'm just riffing.
Awesome. No, that's exactly what was needed there. The satellites were aligning. So here we are now back. Hopefully you guys can hear me. But, you know, on this news, I do think it's interesting that Russia has been making this push, and I think we announced this a couple of weeks ago as one of our topics, but Russia among other countries, is making all of their Bitcoin miners register, and they have a, you know, special registration system. And I think, to your earlier point, Texas Toast, that they have, you know, the way their power is set up, the way their power generation is set up, it would make sense that they would want to know where all that power is going. And so if you're mining these assets, they would want to know what, again, where that power is going. So wonder if you see any correlation there.
Yeah. I mean, at the end of the day, once they kind of figure out the game, which is going to be a Bitcoin treasury, they're going to want to cut. You know, that's going to be their incentive, is to, you know, attract as much Bitcoin mining as possible and take a cut from it and build their treasury. I mean, it's a form of tax. They will absolutely do that if they don't own the whole thing outright. They'll definitely incentivize it, and or they should at least, in order to acquire the scarce asset that is Bitcoin. So, And then there's the side, you know, benefit of also being able to, mine blocks and ensure that your transactions can be processed through the network. So, you know, there's incentives on a couple different fronts. And, you know, as Bitcoiners, I think we see incentives more than anything. People are just, they're going to follow their incentives. And I see a huge incentive for states adopting a big Bitcoin mining and Bitcoin treasury strategy.
Yeah, go ahead, BFP.
I was going to say they'll quickly nationalize any of these big mining companies when they see how valuable this business is, because nation states have no idea, because it's kind of like the juxtapose, so it takes away their power or control of the people at the same time, you know, by making their fiat currency less valuable and Bitcoin more valuable. But it's hard for government people to see that, so as they figure it out, I think they'll nationalize, which ain't gonna bode well for them anyway.
Yeah, at least in the short term, I think they're going to have to pass laws to not allow foreign-owned entities to acquire, you know, acquire at least U.S. Miners, because, you know, obviously we see there's some sort of race on whether these different governments, including our own, actually understand it or not remains to be seen. But I do think they'll have to put things in place to, make it so that we don't have other countries or companies domiciled in other countries taking over large Bitcoin mining operations. But again, we'll have to see. Along these lines, guys, there was news out that Bitcoin miner Bit Digital dumped all of its Bitcoin for an Ethereum treasury. And so, again, this is one of those things where I have trouble not laughing while I say this news, but wanted to get your reaction to that since this is part of maybe this topic with mining.
Dude, Ethereum is the oil and Bitcoin is the gold. And Cardano is what exactly? Yeah, it's all just like scam. They want to be the first at something. Usually the first at something, even if it's a shitty idea, can trick enough people to, to invest in it, because it sounds novel and people want to be a part of the new hot thing. And then people are kind of seeing that they might be behind the boat with Bitcoin. So now they're going to come out with all this other bullshit treasury strategies. And, they're going to have fun staying poor. They're going to fuck around and find out, and, Bitcoin will teach them either shortly or over the long term.
Yeah, BFP, any thoughts on this ditching BTC for Ethereum?
Yeah, trash coins in general, you know, people are valuing them because they see the world through the lens of the US dollar. They have to shift their paradigm and see. If they just pull up charts of BTC as the base layer money that you're valuing these other trash coins in, or altcoins or other names I won't mention for these coins, you'll get a much better read on how it's trending to zero over the long term with Bitcoin as your base layer. So Ethereum's just the top dog of all the trash coins, although you could argue Doge is, max supply. I mean, how hard is it to figure out there's no maximum supply of these things? So that makes it easy to debase. It's just printing another fiat currency. It's kind of ridiculous how people don't see it, but what are you going to do?
I think you hit on something really important. What are you denominating your value in,
or better said that way,
money in. Yep. And so that's one thing. And then the other thing it makes me think of is, you know, these guys have a fiduciary responsibility to shareholders, and man, I can just see lawsuits when this doesn't end well for the C-suite. You know, if you ever wanted to take a risk on something, I don't think that this is it. But clearly, again, I think you pointed out the big mistake here, which is, what are you denominating in? And if their shareholders are all denominating in dollars, then maybe they'll get away with it. So I do think it's crazy, though, that you expend all of this energy into and literal energy and then CapEx for all the, facilities, the any infrastructure to mine Bitcoin. And so you get this pristine asset and you have it on your balance sheet and you say, well, I know we're.
I think Bob, you cut out.
Yeah, we lost it for a second, but yeah.
That guy, I think he's in charge of Cardano or something.
Charles Hoskinson.
He it's just evident now he's trying to swap out some of his trash coins for a whole big pile of Bitcoin. So even the scammers are, showing their cards now. So it's sad.
I saw the latest thing. One of the things this morning, I have no idea if it's real or not, but, he was interviewed on the Sean Ryan Show, podcast. He was talking about how really Bukele wanted to do he wanted to run on Cardano instead of Bitcoin, but you know, he didn't want to airdrop the Cardano tokens to MS-13, so he decided against the whole thing. It's like, I really hope Bukele comes out and it's just like, this guy is a freaking scammer. We never talked about this or wanted to do it. It was never a serious conversation. I basically entertained this guy because he bugged the shit out of me. And, I don't think it probably went, and he's just making up most of the stuff in his head, but it's crazy. It's like these guys are all going to find out.
The quintessential guy is Richard Hart. I don't know if anyone remembers him, but he would buy all these Louis Vuittons and look like a clown and all.
Dude, what happened to him?
I think they tried arresting him.
2 years ago.
Yeah, I don't know what happened. I think the feds went after him, or Interpol, or, you know, someone in the watchdog group, like they got Roger Ver. I don't know. Something happened to him. Someone wanted him, and he disappeared off the map.
He gone.
Yeah.
Yeah, and I think that's going to be the way a lot of, you know, it's the same thing, another cycle. People say cycle theory is dead. I'm not so sure. I think it's just kind of, it has transformed. It's not the same as the last cycle.
Yeah.
It's a different flavor, but, because of how Bitcoin is and how important the halving is and the supply issuance, I do not see the cycle completely ending. I just think it's kind of morphing.
Yes, morphing is the exact, I was thinking analogous to the flu, you know, it morphs so you can never actually make a vaccine because you're, not to get into that, but
yeah.
you're predicting the future. Yeah, and we're never going to predict the cycle. It could be the Bitcoin's treasuries, could be a complete.
First he's dropping, now he's mute.
Oh, my bad. I muted.
Oh, okay. I think you got force muted on accident. Bob, we got you back with us.
Are you, man, guys,
the living?
Yeah, this is Starlink is not the way to go. But maybe we should transition a little bit to BlackRock, the announcement that they're Bitcoin ETF has surged past 700,000 Bitcoin, and just wondered if this changes anything in light of, like, your guys's, you know, what you guys are saying about the cycles and how this thing has just kind of transformed or morphed or changed a little bit. Any thoughts on BlackRock?
Yeah, a couple thoughts. The, you know, they're at 700,000. There's 21 million. I kind of foresee a plateauing. There'll be a point where they're not going to get any more Bitcoin. And then it will start to decrease probably till the end of time. I don't know when that is. I don't know if that's it, you know, 2 million, 3 million, what have you. I kind of think it's somewhere in between 1 and 2, and then we're going to hit some sort of geopolitical or scare scenario where people want self-custody, they want the real thing. You know, maybe DeFi plays out to the point where it's actually more valuable to have Bitcoin in self-custody than it is to have it at a centralized source or custodian that is offering you these incentives to do so. I kind of think those positions will be flipped in the long run. But for now, you know, the ease of loans, some of these perks that come with owning the ETF over self-custody, they'll look attractive, and they'll continue to look attractive for a while as the space kind of builds out. But I think that's not a long-term strategy. Long-term, Bitcoin in self-custody as part of the value proposition as a sovereign asset. And, I just think it'll kind of peak somewhere between now and the next 5 years, I think, and then slowly go down over time. And as people learn more about self-custody, there's easier access to software and hardware, and the education kind of gets out. And maybe the incentive model plays out with these other financialized product or financial products that will be, you know, kind of integrated into the Bitcoin network.
I heard that the Bitcoin companies, the treasury companies, are sucking up 2x times more than the ETF. I heard that like last week or just the other day. I don't know if that's true, but that paints a picture of scarcity where the price should be going up a lot faster than it is.
Yeah, and I mean, we're at all-time lows on exchanges, I think. So everybody's just kind of waiting. They see the wave. It's like Interstellar. We're on the wave planet. Time is going by what we think is slowly, but is actually insanely fast given your perspective. And there's a giant wave coming, and you better get in the ship.
I think
get on board. It's a rocket ship. Get on board.
Yeah, the future is, in my opinion, it's going to be proof of work as far as these companies. Eventually, either countries or SEC or someone, whoever's involved with, you know, showing your balance sheet, just like eventually you have to show, you know, your money somewhere, whether it be dollars or whatever, you're going to have to show your Bitcoin in these companies, because everyone's going to be saying they have these Bitcoins. And if it's pseudonymously anonymous, well, who's to say you don't, you know, just like an individual. But when you're a company, I think you're going to have, especially a publicly traded company, you're going to have to prove it. That's my opinion. And that could be in the next cycle.
Well, and just, you know, part of my brain always goes to, like, I was raised by a gold bug. My family has been very conservative financially and thought about never really trusted the government or the banks specifically. And every time I see, you know, any of these financial institutions that are run at BlackRock, whether it be BlackRock or even a Bitcoin treasury company or anything, it's just like, that's people in between me and my money. And I hate that. And I think that's inefficient, especially in an age of, you know, exponential AI growth we're kind of breaking down all these barriers of, you know, email writers and accountants and just all these people that are getting a cut of your money, because it's good for you, they say, and they spin you this story. But to me, that's just, you know, it doesn't make any sense. So I'd rather just own Bitcoin, have it in self-custody, let the asset appreciate, and the network build out and the financial infrastructure be built out as well. And then by the time it's actually worth something, I'll be able to spend it the way I want it and utilize some of these same aspects of the current financial institutions in a more sovereign way that is really just more efficient. Bob, come in, Bob. Bob is in space. Bob is actually orbiting around the planet right now.
Bob's up in the clouds.
He's trying to, he's got his toolkit out up in the Starlink satellites, and he's just hitting it with a hammer. Or he's up on his roof adjusting his antenna. He's just, come on.
Yeah, that's got to be frustrating.
I really want him to come back so that I can go inside and get a Red Bull and a lip, but I guess I'll just have to soldier on. Let's see. Let me look at some other topics we got in the back channel. If anybody else wants to come up, please come up and help me shoot the shit, because Bob's here, but he's not here. So I need some friends. Help me, friends. But until then, we can talk about GenX. GenX, get up here, dude. We got GenX, we got Turbo. I know all you guys are working, but I'm going to invite you anyway. If you can't come up, come up. Honor, mass inviting. Fill the void.
You think there's a catalyst that you can foresee that might get us above this 112?
Yeah, I mean, it just kind of what we were talking about. It's like supply is dwindling. There does come a point, I think, where we gap up. I think it's soon, especially as these, it seems like more and more Bitcoin treasury companies. I was just listening to the show this morning before hopping on here where, you know, you're going to have like a big name Bitcoin treasury company in every market, because every market is slightly different, and the ability to kind of finagle each individual market, it takes a specialty. And so the people living in those places, you're going to have these specialists that understand those markets better than, you know, the Americans. And, you know, so right now you've got the Brazilians kind of waking up and figuring out what's the best way to play their market with a Bitcoin treasury strategy. UK is doing the same thing. We know Metaplanet in Japan. We know, you know, so with any of these things, you're popping up more and more. And then behind them in the shadows is also the state. So, if the state wants to kind of, you know, have a Bitcoin treasury, in a subtle way, they can funnel it through their main Bitcoin treasury companies, that are public companies in their country. So yeah, I see. I think we're going to gap up really soon. I think the second half of this month and, August are going to be awesome. And then it becomes after that, in my mind, it really becomes does anything break? Cause once we hit a gap up to like 200K, in a relatively short time frame, you know, alarm bells are going to be going off, from the rest of the world that isn't allocated to this thing. And they think, okay, they might actually have something. That everybody's kind of still been shrugging it off and saying it's nothing. But, yeah, I think we're very close to that point. And, then the question is, does something break? Do countries step in and try to slow it down, like we kind of saw with Operation Warp Speed? Do some of the CBDs get let out and the stable coins to try to quell the insatiable thirst for Bitcoin? I don't know, but so who knows how high we go, but there is a scenario where it gaps up, it breaks stuff, and then it keeps gapping up. I think that's possible, but I think that we're not quite there yet because not enough people are allocated in the top 1% of the planet that they don't want that train to run away quite yet. Hunter, I got you on stage. What's up, brother?
Hey, Hunter, before you go, can you guys hear me?
Okay.
Yeah, we got you.
All right, I'm back from orbit. Go ahead, Hunter. Thanks.
Hey, quick mic check. I'm on a new headset here. Can you guys hear me? Coming in okay?
Loud and clear, brother.
Cool. Yeah, man, I gotta be honest, I'm feeling a little black-pilled this morning. I shared a tweet that I came across and kind of related to the whole Epstein, you know, thing of DOJ is saying there's nothing there and there's no client list and all that crap, and it tied into kind of a lot of the empty promises the Trump administration has been making, and this idea that this SBR is not going to go anywhere, and it doesn't make any sense when you're, you know, the king with the dollar. Why would you even, you know, try to bring up Bitcoin when it's in competition with the dollar? And I don't know. If you guys get a chance, check out that tweet. It's kind of a longer one, but it's definitely got me down. I don't know why I thought like the United States would want to pump Bitcoin anyways. It just doesn't make sense when it's going to compete with the dollar. But I don't know. I don't know what your thoughts are on that.
I agree.
It's a bad situation for the U.S. as far as hegemony.
Yeah, I mean, I have two minds about it. You know, I think that these people, more than anything, want to make more money and have more power. The Epstein stuff is, you know, the incentive behind that is that they want to keep their power and they're all, pedophiles and, you know, generally scummy people, and they, that's the way that they keep their power. But that, to me, you know, a Bitcoin, they, in their minds, I think they might have the hubris to think that they can, finagle the situation and increase their power with a Bitcoin strategy. As long as they're allocated properly, they can pump their own bags with the United, with the printer. So I think that, that's still in play. Now, whether that's good or not, whether, you know, they're able to steal it on their way out the door or, when they get caught and, or if there's, you know, there's a bunch of different scenarios, but, I still think the reserve's in play. We got, the market structure bill coming in like 2 weeks and we're going to have a big, you know, whatever crypto week or whatever it is. We'll see where we're at in a couple of weeks, but, I think they're, the incentives are kind of the same for the, for both scenarios. It's like they want to remain power. They want to grow their power. And, the Epstein stuff was a way that they can, cover things up and maintain their power. And then, a Bitcoin strategy, I think in their mind is going to be a way that they can grow power and codify their, if they understand it, I think, and they play it right, they could codify their power for like the next 500 years if they fully allocate and do that. But who knows?
Yeah. What's it up, doesn't, BFP? Doesn't feel like Trump really truly understands Bitcoin. You know, I think that if this, I don't think they really, they don't want the true Bitcoin adoption and revolution to happen. And I think if it's going to happen, it's going to happen with the smaller countries first from the ground up, not the top of the pyramid down, but the bottom up. Yeah, I think that Trump's just accumulating Bitcoin as a an insurance policy so that, you know, the other superpowers get a bunch of it. They want to have some of that network too. So I don't think he truly understands it. I think he's still dollar-centric, dollar mindset. And I think the revolution's going to happen from the bottom up. Other countries are going to adopt it, and we're going to be late to the party if we don't get our act straight.
Yeah, those are good points. I wonder, like, it gets me thinking, like, some of the comments Texas Toast made, now what you're saying, Hunter, just going back to this CoreWeave buying out Core Scientific, you know, there's really still this race for energy, right? And so wouldn't the attack, like, one of the attacks be to have these AI companies who need power, wouldn't it make sense for them to acquire Bitcoin companies who have lots of power that they're using for Bitcoin mining and just say, hey, we're transitioning this over to AI? And depending on the policies of some of the government officials, you know, that could go that way. Curious to hear your guys' thoughts on that.
Yeah, I think they're going to need a lot more electricity, especially with both of those industries are such a dominant need for electricity. So I remember when they were campaigning, they were talking about how much more electricity they're going to need to be produced in the United States. So yeah, if they can get that rolling, that's going to be huge for the future, whether it's an AI future or a Bitcoin future. We're going to have, you know, electricity dominance and not be reliant on other countries for that.
I also want to welcome to the stage Coin Icarus. What's up?
Hey, what's up? I was going to make a comment to something that you guys said like 3 minutes ago, but unfortunately I totally forgot. So I'll step down. Apologies.
Feel free to stay up.
I had something to say.
Go ahead, BFP.
It's nice to hear your voice, Coin Icarus. Hadn't heard you in a while since the morning space went down, but I had something to say about the Epstein, that Hunter brought up. It's, to me, it doesn't make any sense because there's gotta be somebody with integrity within the inner circles. And to get me to go along with this whole plan would, there's just nothing in the world that would, you know, keep my mouth shut if I was in that inner circle. There's, there's a little just, there's too much integrity in my body to let pedophiles like get away with raping young ladies and boys. I mean, who knows what went on over there, but I know something did. And I think it's just they're holding knowledge or information over people's head, and it's all strategic, but it's really disheartening to think that the people in power are hanging on to that. It's sickening, really.
Yeah, I agree, especially the thought of like Dan Bongino and Cash Patel and all these people being compromised. Like, I don't know if I was naive, but when I heard they were announced as being part of the cabinet, I got excited because these were people I had, you know, been covering, and they were real loud about, you know, what they would do if they were in those positions. And now they're in those positions, and it's like they're just playing ball with the same script as
exactly.
They are. And it's really, man, it just demoralizes you because it's like your heroes are dying. Not that they were my heroes, or, you know, I like,
yeah.
It's like if Ron Paul was in there and all of a sudden he's like pro the Fed. It's like, what? What is going on, you know?
Yeah, like if Massey just suddenly flipped, it's like they're gaslighting us too. Like, oh, there's no list. Okay. Case closed, no list. It's so stupid. It's maddening.
It is.
It's rage baiting, basically.
It's so ridiculous. And the fact that 11-hour footage had a minute missing out of it. I mean, what are we to say to that? Like, of course we think there's foul play. If we're going to cut a minute out of it. They're not stupid. You think that just like slipped through that 1 minute cut? Like we weren't going to catch it. This is just getting ridiculous.
Right. Without even an explanation at the, you know, at the outset of that is more than anything. It's like, that says it all. Cause if you had an explanation, you know, everybody's going to see this missing minute and, you know, you at least come up with something, but do not say anything. It's almost like a tell that they're like, QAnon is in control. Don't worry guys. Patriots are in control. Q is, that was left out on purpose, and they didn't make a comment on purpose so that you would know that something's up and Patriots are in the background and they're going to make things happen and arrest people. It's like, no, I don't think they have the power yet. The enough good people don't have any power yet right now. I think Bitcoin helps with that in some ways, but it's the same power dynamics that have been in this country since the, you know, Federal Reserve was enacted and, you know, Andrew Jackson, everybody's been talking about this, for the history of our founding, and the adverse incentives and kind of the power that the central bank and the money printer has, you know, kind of just trumps everything else. So until that gets fixed, you're not going to see any of these other, good fruits come out of a poisonous tree.
Want to say good morning to Tao. Tao, how are you, sir?
Hey, good morning, guys. I assume you guys are talking about the Epstein list. And my question to that is, even if they release the list, how do we know that it hasn't been doctored or it was fake, or it's almost as if there's needs to be another verification on top of that. I mean, these days with AI being so good and generating videos as well as, you know, photographs, it's like, it's kind of scary because now you don't know what's real, what's fake. And then let's say here's the list and they produce some, I don't even know how they're going to produce it. What, it's just going to be a Excel spreadsheet with the list name. Or is it like, oh, here's the physical pieces of paper that we're taking pictures of. Like, how's that going to come out? And then once you see that, how do you know that's real? That's the difficult part of all this. I mean, these days it's almost as...
They'll release it, but it'll all be redacted.
Yeah, you know, it's just that, you know, it's so hard, right? You have to, I guess, have an independent... I don't know, independent investigator or something that you can trust that does their own reporting. It's almost as if like right now, when you look at news at a different country, you don't necessarily pay attention to the media, but more of like, hey, someone on the ground that you know personally that they have no motive to lie to you. They're telling you, and then they maybe take pictures and they screenshot and send it to you. That is absolutely even more reliable and trustworthy than other things. So that's one of the things.
Tal, I think what we're looking for is just steps in the right direction. Everything is just misdirection. And, you know, yeah, you're right. If something comes out, how do we know if it's real? Well, you get a general sense and you kind of get a feeling is all you really have at this point because of all the AI BS and stuff. But people, when you see the truth, you know it. You know, that's the one good thing about the truth. When somebody speaks the truth, like wholeheartedly, it sticks out, especially in this world of nonsense. So that's what we're looking for. Any type of semblance of truth or step in the right direction from these clowns. But yeah, I see your point. It's a good point.
Yeah, no, I mean, it also, it's up to the individual to be able to sort of discern what is real, what's not as well. I mean, it's kind of like both ends, right? So if you have a lot of evidence, people speaking out, documentation, pictures, videos, you wrap all that up. And then, you know, from a, you know, everybody has their own perspective of that and they analyze all that. And then they'll come up with their own sort of percentage, whether they believe, yeah, it's probably true based on all of these things. High probability or low probability, things like that. So yeah, it's funny how these things are just coming up.
I think that speaks to like the importance of platforms and protocols like Nostr too, because, you know, you're talking about how information can be altered, deep fakes and AI, but having our information be decentralized and distributed that way to where it cannot be manipulated, I think that's going to be super important and valuable in the future.
Yeah, I mean, one of the big things that I kind of noticed out of this that is, you know, a good thing and a bad thing is, you know, with JD Vance and some of these Cash Patel and some of these other guys that have made tweets specifically about the Epstein list, it's like now we have this record and we're able to go back and say like, yo, you said this, you know, 4 years ago, granted you weren't in power yet and you were just, were you just trying to get into power so that you could do the same thing? Or are you different? And if you're not, then why am I continuing to vote for you? And with X and with Twitter, it's like that can be deleted. Yeah, there's some like people out there that are, you know, documenting tweets, even if they're deleted, but you know, that's not as consistent, and it's not going to get the reach that you have with kind of this hard ledger of people's tweets, that can't be deleted. So I like that aspect of Nostr where it's permanent. You put something out there, it's there. And until I don't even know the inner workings of it, but you can host, you know, your own server that guarantees that your copy or your account, your words kind of stand the test of time. So that to me, that's a huge bonus. And with something like Nostr, we don't have to worry about, kind of revisionist history. We can see it's like reading an old book. And seeing kind of how it was actually written about back then and not have to, you know, worry about anything else. But what's up, Jimmy? I got you there.
Well, I've been listening in and out. I've been real busy getting this guy out of here to go get water and we're doing a cement pour tomorrow. But I'm glad to hear that you guys are, you know, typical Bitcoiners and don't trust, after what I've seen of the government, I don't trust any side. I'm sorry. I don't, people say it's all the Dems. Bullshit. That's impossible. The Republicans are such a part of it. Congress is so corrupted, it's disgusting. The fact that you can marry your brother, you can lie on federal forms, which is, you know, absolutely, and still be in Congress. Mind-blowing. You know, they're not cleaning up anything. They're fucking around. It's like a psyop. It's like, you know, let's feed us, you know, the crowd some information. Let's play our circuses. Let's have our, you know, like the Coliseum. And, you know, they do these little battles, but nothing ever happens. So yeah, I'm pretty disappointed in the U.S. government, but honestly, I'm disappointed in the Mexican government because the president today is, she's WEF all the way. She's now showing it. She's coming up with a plan to do digital ID and do all this. But most Mexicans are just like, really? Like, good luck with that. We'll see. But, you know, I keep your head on a swivel. Just don't trust anything. It just anywhere. I mean, I don't know a government in the world you can trust today. They all seem to be in on this. And it's been going on a long time, a lot longer than I thought. And I follow Data Republican pretty closely. And it's really sad to see some of the stuff that's being discovered. Like they're indoctrinating children. The Teachers Association is literally telling them to use the word fascist whenever they refer to Trump. I mean, like this is, you're teaching your children almost treason. This is insane. And yet that's the National Union for Teachers or something that came out with this. And there's a ton of this shit. So yeah, I don't want to be real negative, but it's hard not to be. But at the same time, shit has to fall apart. So that's what's happening. They're not doing it. And yet I don't think people are going to tolerate it. I think people are going to wake up. They are waking up to the fact that why is, you know, Maxwell in jail when there's no list, no clients? We all know it's bullshit. We know that Gates is on there. We know that I don't think Trump was. And the only reason that I don't think Trump is because the Democrats would have brought that up a long time ago. I don't think that's the reason. I think it's more because he's a Mossad agent. And I don't think he's dead, honestly. So I could go on for hours about what I believe in that government. I could tell you things that I learned when I was a young man about our government. And it was very dishonest. The CIA, the DEA, it's bullshit. And it's been going on much longer than I thought. So just keep that in mind and keep Bitcoining, because I do believe there's a way to live on a parallel as this whole system crashes. And it's not just the money. It's the whole society. It's weak times or soft times and soft people. It's going to get hard. So hang in there. And, I hope you guys have an awesome week and, you know, stay positive and work locally. It's what you can do, you know, deal with what you can and, don't get too caught up in it. I listen to this stuff, but I do get upset. At the same time, I just go back to go plant some trees. I feel much better. So have an awesome day.
Yeah. I mean, that's, you know, it's like one of the quintessential, points of being an American is like not trusting the government. It's kind of how the whole thing started. But it kind of goes even further in today's digital age with kind of the Bitcoin ethos have kind of picked up that mantle, with don't trust, verify. You really can't trust anything except for God. And if you can't verify it, you can't trust it. You can verify Bitcoin and look at it. It's open source. Noster, same way, you know, other protocols, like you can trust code if you can verify it. But without that transparency and accountability, you shouldn't trust anybody or any company or any government, until they really prove their worth to you. And even then it's like, you have to take this mindset that the left has had for a long time of, okay, thank you. That was good, but it's not enough. More. Give me more. And, you know, make these people work for us. And I think that kind of, that model, becomes more and more powerful on a sovereign, Bitcoin standard for individuals and companies. They'll be able to exercise, you know, the power of their money, as time progresses. They can, you know, use that for more open source, transparent projects. That's kind of the long-term hopeful outlook, is that, you know, we can kind of shape the world, to what we want it to be. So I agree. It's not like something, it's easy to get, bogged down, and a lot of people are going to be, misled. They're going to be, it's very convenient to, in my mind, that now, we have Elon, you know, as our new controlled opposition, that just happens to come about right as all this is happening, so that, you know, you can say, oh, well, the Republicans are bad and the Democrats are bad. And so I'll just do this one. He says that he's going to fix it. And so I'm going to get all riled up behind him and he's going to save the world. And it's like, you guys are falling for the same trick over and over again. They don't like you. It's a big club. You're not in it. You have no power. All you hold is dollars that they print, and not you guys, but generally speaking. And until that changes, until you can exercise you know, the real power of your labor in your capital, then I don't think it's going to change.
Well, and I just going to say, I agree with you with Noster and making use of Rumble and, you know, keeping an eye on your stuff and backing it up to servers. I'm bummed out only because Starlink works so damn well and there's only one Starlink. That's my weakest link. You know, it's like, I got to go to ham radio or, I mean, what satellites are working these days other than Elon's? He's taken over the business and, it's fantastic. It works so well, but it sucks that it's only one company all over the world.
You'll get your Chinese Huawei competitor, within the next decade. So just hang in there. I saw something about them powering up their solar farm that's going to microwave energy down there's some crazy shit is on the horizon. Space is kind of one of these new things that's Star Wars is becoming real now that it's, somewhat viable. And the technology's there to actually make it profitable. I think it'll be perpetuated, but there'll be competitors. It's just going to take a while.
Yeah, my luck with Starlink so far today has not been good, but appreciate you guys dealing with that. But do want to thank everybody for coming up. We're going to end the show there. We do this every weekday, 10 a.m. Eastern. Really appreciate you guys. If you do need help on your Bitcoin journey, please visit bitcoinveterans.org and throw your information in there. We will get you plugged in with resources and education on your Bitcoin journey. Do appreciate everybody who came up on stage. Texas Toast for co-hosting and saving me. Hunter, always good to hear you. Tao, Jimmy, whoever else I missed that dropped down. Coin Icarus, I think, was up here. A couple other people. But, yeah, hope to hear from you guys again tomorrow. And make it a great Tuesday. And lastly, remember not to shitcoin. It's like fertilizing your lawn and then eating your grass.
And not a profit.
People that use fiat currency as a store of value. We call them poor. We call them poor.